Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including the Mightier 1090 in San Diego. And Southern California is kicking ass in the tournament. UCLA, still alive. The USC Trojans, still alive. Gonzaga, still alive. Oregon State, still alive. West Coast, repping in a big-time way. The Michigan Wolverines are the only Big Ten team left. So if you're just joining us right now, we'll get you caught up to date with the updated point spreads. The Houston Cougars will be the first ones up. Houston and the Beavers on Monday night. The point spread is now 7.5. It opened up at 8, but the money's been steaming in across the board on a Beaver basketball team that is now 13-1 against the spread in their last 14 games. So this game is at 7:15. All right, 7:15 tip off. Beavers getting 7.5 points. The total is an even 129. First half unders have been killing it in this tournament, yet this one's pretty low. We have a low number of 129, so you're going to have to pay the price if you want to take the under in the first half of this game, and it's 59.5. And I got to tell you, it's a low number at 59.5, but are these two teams getting to 60? I'm not so sure. Even though the Beavers can score, the Beavers are good defensively, man. You know, we've seen some very talented teams have a hard time scoring. Look, the Tennessee Volunteers are flaky, but they've got a lot of skill and talent on that team, right? They got stuck at 56 points, and, you know, even a lot of their points were garbage points. Like, they got smoked. All right, like they got smoked by the Beavers. You look at Oklahoma State, man. Oklahoma State were one of the hottest and best teams down the stretch in college basketball. They really were. I mean, we were all riding them. They were money makers. No one was stopping Cade Cunningham. Nobody was stopping that Oregon State, that Oklahoma State offense. And Oregon State stepped up and dominated them. I mean, like, that's the thing with the Beavers. They didn't win against Loyola Chicago by double digits, but they won, you know, it was pretty convincing. It was 65-58, but you guys saw it. They were up by double digits. They beat Oklahoma State by double digits. They beat the Tennessee Volunteers by double digits. I don't see any reason why this Beaver team can't hang with the Houston Cougars. All right, we're going to hit the ice with Babano. And we'll hit the cage a little bit later on. We'll talk some UFC. Francis Ngannou, John Jones. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Bring it.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports and odds coverage of all major sports. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest.
Am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Ridge. I am Gabriel Renzi. The picks, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust up and everybody else in between. Chopping it up, breaking it down. Sirius XM, Channel 204. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates as well. Let's talk pucks because there's more to life than just college basketball. Although I would tell you otherwise right now. I've really been dialed in and focused in on the tournament, just loving it and killing it. But we got a full slate of hockey on Monday night, Babano. So Philadelphia, Buffalo, Islanders, and Pittsburgh, Edmonton, and Toronto played a wild game on Saturday night. Anaheim, Colorado, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas, Winnipeg at Calgary, Minnesota at San Jose. What do you think about the overnight hockey lines?
Yeah, I mean, the one that stands out to me is the New York Islanders in a bounce back spot against Pittsburgh, about even money, -110. Islanders had a pretty poor game for their standards the other night against Pittsburgh, 6-3 loss. They actually outplayed Pittsburgh in that game. They outshot them 32-20. It was a rough night for the goaltending for the New York Islanders, just uncharacteristically bad from their standpoint. Pittsburgh's playing some really good hockey, so it's not an easy team to bet against right now. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They've won three straight, including the 6-3 win against the Islanders. But the Islanders are 8-4 this season after a loss, which is something I look for. I look at teams' records when they lose the previous game. Are they that kind of team that has the mettle to bounce back? Usually good teams are, and the Islanders have done that. So I think I'll be on the Islanders -110 against Pittsburgh on Monday night. Edmonton-Toronto is interesting because I took Edmonton Saturday because I figured they'd been off for several days because of the games against Montreal being canceled. Chomping at the bit to play Toronto. For that first time since the three games in Edmonton where the Leafs just dominated them and rolled through the Oilers. And for two periods, Edmonton looked great. They were up 3-1. But unfortunately, the third period, Toronto roars back with two goals to tie the game. And then they win it in overtime, 4-3. So really disappointing, disheartening loss for Edmonton. And now that's, you know, four in a row for Toronto against Edmonton. You start to wonder if it gets in their heads just a little bit. And you also worry that, you know, they had that chance to finally beat the Leafs Saturday. They let it slip. They did the Denny Green. You know, they let him off the hook.
We let him off the hook. You want to crown their ass? Crown their ass.
That's exactly what happened Saturday night. So I lean Edmonton again. But boy, I don't know if I'm a little gun shy after them, you know, coughing up the game the way they did Saturday night. But I think they'll come back strong again. McDavid and Draisaitl were as good as they've been all season against the Leafs. They actually got involved in a few of those Edmonton goals. I think they'll come back strong. I lean Edmonton at the dog price. And I said, I think on Wednesday with you and Cam, that the Buffalo Sabres were going to finally win a game against the Philadelphia Flyers.
It was going to be this game. 17 losses in a row now they're at.
Yep, I said it was going to be the when they return home and they play Philadelphia on Monday night. I'm going to stick with that. And not only am I going to stick with that, I'm going to bet Buffalo here, +170. Philadelphia is still not playing to the level of a -190 road favorite. I know they finally beat the Rangers on Saturday, and they did play better. But still, they've got to show me they can do that two games in a row. This is a team that's just been terrible defensively. Carter Hart and Brian Elliott, both of their goalies are struggling. They're really having a tough time in their own zone. I'll give Buffalo credit. They led Boston in the third period on Saturday, 2-1. They unfortunately, Boston tied it, and then they scored with about 5 minutes to go, and they won 3-2. But Buffalo did make some small little baby steps forward of progress with their effort against Boston. So I think they at least have a puncher's chance to finally break the skid on Monday night. And I will say this, their effort since Don Granato has taken over as the interim coach after they fired Ralph Kruger, it has improved. You know, it hasn't resulted in wins yet, but I've seen them improve with their work ethic and how hard they're trying in games. So I think Buffalo's got a shot here. Philadelphia's just still not in the form where they should be a -190 favorite on the road right now.
Well, it's up to 210 right now at FanDuel. And I will tell you guys, if and nobody's going to want to take the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow. You know, hockey sharps will.
I almost don't want to take them.
No, I know. No, but yeah, it's a good spot. But Ben, we talked about it last week, me and Cam, before even you came on. We called this was the spot. They play them twice, though, right? So it might not be this one. It might be on Wednesday. But it feels like they are getting closer. And Philadelphia are just terrible right now. But the public is going to bet against Buffalo, Babano, right? They're not going to believe. No one wants to take a team that's lost 17 games in a row. It's like the Houston Rockets now or something like that, right? When they got it up to 20 losses in a row. So, like I said, Babano, FanDuel has 210 right now. And I, quite frankly, I think it'll probably be 225 by tomorrow. Like, it'll go up. I don't think it'll go down. So I'm just saying, if you like Buffalo, I think I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait and bet it for the game.
I was just going to say that. If you like Buffalo, wait. No rush to bet this. Wait until, you know, afternoon on Monday even. You'll probably get a better number. And by the way, Linus Allmark is healthy again for the Buffalo Sabres. He's their best goalie. I'm not sure he's great, but he's still the best they've got. He's better than Carter Hutton. He's better than Jonas Johansson, who they shipped off to Colorado. He was so bad. And he's better than Dustin Tokarski. He's better than any goalie in the Buffalo Sabres organization right now. And he was pretty good, I thought, against Boston. I thought he was decent. I thought he was solid. He gave them a chance. Boston had shots. He kept them in the game. He's healthy again. I'm sure he'll be the starter in net, Linus Allmark, here against Philadelphia. He at least gives them a chance. And he's the best goalie they have. He was injured for a bit. He's back now. He should give them a chance here.
The Jets and the Flames, Babato. So, you know, the Flames got a little bit of a pop when Sutter took over behind the bench, but it didn't really last long. And here they are right now struggling once again. So you look at the Calgary Flames. They're coming off the 4-2 win against the Jets. That was their first win. They were in the middle of a four-game losing streak before that. What do you think about this rematch? Can Calgary keep this going, or did Winnipeg bounce back?
Well, Winnipeg off a loss means I'm already probably looking at Winnipeg. Winnipeg has only lost two in a row, I think twice all season. They've been amazing off a loss. I think they're like 11-2 or 12-2 off a loss this year. Like, Winnipeg just doesn't go into losing streaks. That's why they're a good team. That's why they're right behind Toronto for first place in the North Division. It's a really good hockey team. Look, Calgary, Daryl Sutter ripped them pretty good. You know, after they lost to Winnipeg on Friday night, criticized their effort, criticized their battle level, their compete level. And the quote he said about Johnny Gaudreau was classic Daryl Sutter after the Friday night loss, where they were asking Daryl Sutter about Johnny Gaudreau. He's playing in his 500th career game. What have you seen from him in the past coaching against them? And what do you think of his career now? And he says, well, in terms of his 500th game, he'd better have more energy tonight than he had in his 499th game.
Wow. Said.
Yeah, that's classic Daryl Sutter. Deadpan Sutter with a stoic facial expression. Classic Daryl Sutter saying something like that. And Johnny Gaudreau responded. Credit to him. He had two assists, you know, in the win against Winnipeg on Saturday night. He responded to his coach, basically reaming him out publicly. We'll give him credit for that. But I don't know if that's just them responding for one game or if it's sustainable, because Calgary, just every time you think they're turning the corner, they take a couple of steps back again. And Winnipeg's been so good off a bad game the previous game that I'm definitely leaning Winnipeg right now. I got to see Calgary put two good games in a row right now before I believe that this is a turning point for them.
Well, that's the thing, Babano, and like, we got about a minute left here. I don't think Calgary are that good. You know what I mean? It's just they are who they are, bro. Like, people sort of, like you said, people keep waiting for some run to come, or I know Flames fans get frustrated, but quite frankly, look at the roster, Babano. I mean, it's not like a roster that, like, keeps other teams up at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know what? Mark Giordano is a good guy. Everybody says this about him, the captain of the Flames. Great career, good defenseman all these years. I need to see him get angry. All right, he's too nonchalant, too nice in the press conferences, saying, yeah, we had some chances, a couple of bad bounces, we just got to play better. I need some anger. I need some piss and vinegar.
The Calgary Flames should be better than this, and they keep underachieving. You're right. The Flames, and we got to get out of here, but you're right. The Flames, and I think that's what bothers Sutter, that the Flames are, you know, to me, the Calgary Flames are supposed to be a rough, dirty team. You know what I mean? They're supposed to be a rough, dirty team that'll fight you, that'll, like, you know, plays hard in the corners. And you're right. They, you know, they kind of pushovers. They get pushed around on the ice. I remember, like, earlier they bitched about it when they fired the earlier coach, and then they came out flying against the Canadiens one night, and they can't sustain the intensity. It is what it is, but great stuff as always. But Babano, we'll catch up with you on Wednesday. Thanks for joining us.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Thanks, Kate.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So many sports, so many memories, so many players, so many teams, so many great matchups, so many possibilities.
Now are you really going to pass all that up?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
Trust me, we have dumber bets. The Late Night Anger Management Class. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down Sunday Bloody Sunday, Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates as well, wherever you may be this evening. I think we've done a pretty damn good job talking college basketball throughout the tournament. Man, we've been college basketball heavy. heavy. Yet, we've got baseball. We've got baseball starting on Thursday. I've got some homework to do, I'll tell you that. I really do. I've been so focused in on college basketball. But, of course, we did do pretty good last night in the UFC as well. We were on Francis Ngannou against Stipe Miocic, and we have a new UFC heavyweight champion, and we have a new scariest man alive, literally and figuratively. What a performance from Ngannou last night. And let's be real. Sort of like one of those deals like with Adesanya a couple of weeks ago, if you guys remember. Adesanya was spotting 30 pounds, and it was just too much. And more should have been made about that, actually. Like, I don't know about you, like, guys, but when you saw them both standing there in the cage, and you're like, holy crap. You know, my 06 hair is all messed up. He didn't look like, you know what I mean? He looked small. Like, you know what I mean? It was just sort of like, this isn't going to end well for him. And you knew when Stipe went in for the takedown and Ngannou stuffed it rather easily and Stipe ate like 9 or 10 shots trying to do it as well on the way out. And he didn't want any part of that after that. You knew it was done. Like, basically, I think Ngannou knew, it's just a matter of time now. It's just a matter of time. And the sheer power that Ngannou has is, like, it is scary. We talked about it. He set a Guinness Book of World Records. He's got the strongest punch documented in the history of punching. So we know about his speed. You know, we know about the power, but it's something that we talked about with Dan. Remember when we had Dan Iggy on a couple of weeks ago, and he knocked Buddy out. He knocked Tucker out with just sort of a straight jab, pop. And we talked about how, you know, UFC fighters often telegraph their punches, swing for the fences, swing wildly, come in looping. And Ngannou used to do that, right? Ngannou used to just like swing wildly at you. But you look at this guy's patience now. Ngannou just waited patiently, didn't rush in, didn't do anything dumb, stuffed the takedown, landed a couple of vicious kicks along the way, a couple of just a smack leg kick in here and there, and very patient. Now, you look at Ngannou, and obviously all the physical skill was there. Now, as a 34-year-old man, they have combined at the UFC Performance Center, and as Matthias talked about with him training at Extreme Couture as well, they have like added a fight IQ a smart game plan. Like, that wasn't just a heavyweight knocking someone out. They had a game plan. They had a fight plan. They had a game plan. They executed it. He executed it. He didn't rush in. He didn't do anything stupid. He stuffed a takedown. Like I said, you know, when you, if you guys saw coming out of the takedown, Ngannou popped him, man, like 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Pop, 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 pop on the side of the head. And he didn't get a chance to unload and do it. But still, it's still you're getting popped in the head by Ngannou. You can see that Stipe was dazed after that. He was dazed. Like, most men would have been knocked out, but he's that tough. Stipe just looked old, Matthias. As I stated, like, as soon as the fight started, I started to think to myself, oh, God, I wish I would have put more on Ngannou.
Oh, agreed, Gabe. I felt the same way, actually. You know, in the final 30 minutes before that fight, it kind of scared me away, and I kind of put down my wager a little less because it scared me. You know, Stipe is a guy that's made me a lot of money in the past, and I'm thinking to myself, am I drinking the Kool-Aid too much? And I didn't, you know, I played it safe, but at the same time, it was a great night. And like we said on Friday, man, Ngannou stuffing the takedown, getting the shots in, Extreme Couture providing the great coaching like they did over the weekend. But now it's been a consistent thing at Extreme Couture. I think now we have to see when a guy fights at Extreme Couture, who are they fighting? If they're going to fight a guy who's going to try to take you down, look for the advantage because they teach you over there how to stuff the takedown. And that's something that became very, very evident with Ngannou. The guy looked like a grappler, Gabe. You know, when he decided to stuff the takedown and then he took Stipe's back in the form that he did and popped those 7 shots, for a second there, I'm thinking to myself, holy smokes, we could have said that Ngannou is now a grappler rather than a freaking striker.
Yeah, it's scary. And the thing is, like, if you want to, like, it's like, all right, you want to try to take me down? Try to take this guy down. Now you see you can't. And you got to eat shots, man. Like, I thought the fight was going to be over then, actually. I was like, you know what? Because you could see, as I stated, it didn't look like a lot, right? It was just sort of, but that's Ngannou, man. So, you know, it was sort of like Stipe was trying to get out of it after that and trying to like, all right, it didn't work. And he's trying to just sort of get away from him. But we talked about it, bro, on Friday, actually, right? About the weight stuff. And I said, how the hell is Stipe going to control this guy against the fence spotting that much weight? And then we saw he couldn't. Like when he went for the takedown, like Matthias said, it was like a kid trying to take down a man. You saw it, like Ngannou just sort of pushed him down, did the old push down, patiently, like you said, took his back, and then just started landing shots in the side of his head on the way up. And like I said, I could tell right there. I knew, I even tweeted, I said, all right, I said, Ngannou's good. I mean, I'm watching, I said, Ngannou knows now he's going to win, because he just, and Stipe knew he was screwed too. Because you could see, Stipe didn't try to go for a takedown again after that, right? So, because he knew, he was like, I can't do it, and I'm not going to get murdered trying to do it. He looked like he was like, I'm screwed. He just sort of had that, yeah, I'm about to lose here. And then he lost in a vicious way. He really got smoked on the way. Like, so I felt bad in a way for him. It was a hell of a run. I don't know, man. He didn't really want to win. He didn't show up. Like, he just didn't have that same desire that he used to have. It was a hell of a run. You can't take anything away from him. But as I stated, you combine that fight IQ that Ngannou showed, the physical ability that he has, the punching power that he has, and that's a scary hombre. Now, the thing is, though, and I tweeted last night, it sort of reminded me of Brock Lesnar beating Frank Mir. Like, there's been great heavyweight performances and stuff, but I don't know if you guys remember the second time at the UFC 100 when they fought, and, like, it was longer, but, like, Lesnar killed him. You know what I mean? And it was just sort of one of those, like, yeah, Mir's in a lot of trouble right now. And it was the same thing with Stipe. At least, you know, he didn't get murdered. He got knocked out and stuff, but it wasn't prolonged. It wasn't a prolonged beating, at least. And hell of a performance, a lot of fun. It was one of those, like, it's, you know, listen, we watch all the UFCs, and and not a lot of stuff makes us go, wow, oh my God. And I was buzzing about it for 2 hours after on Twitter. And just like, I was like standing up, oh, I can't believe what, you know what I mean? It was just one of those, it was that good. One of the all-time great title performances of any weight class. It was just a great performance from Ngannou. So the question is, what's next, right? What happens next? Do we get a rematch?
I don't think Stipe.
Well, I don't want Derek Lewis. I want John Jones. But Stipe, I don't think Stipe wants a rematch. So, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But if he does want one, you have to give it to him. Out of respect. Because Miocic, you know what I mean? It's as simple as that. But let's be real. And nobody wants to see Derek Lewis. But that'll, listen, I don't think that John Jones, I don't think it'll work out. I don't think Dana White's going to want to pay them the money that they want. Dana will spin it that it's John Jones' fault and people will blame Jones. Like, because like basically already last night when John Jones tweeted after the fight, because Jones always has something to say after fights, especially when people don't look very good, even in other heavier weight classes, he'll comment on it. So I looked right away. I was like, all right, your move, John. What are you going to tweet here? And he didn't say, oh, he sucks, right? He just tweeted, show me the money. That's all it said, show me the money. And it wasn't at anybody. It was just a simple show me the money tweet. And then people right away were jumping on John Jones on Twitter. Oh, you're scared. Oh, you're using money as an excuse because you don't want to fight him. And I don't buy into that at all. I mean, John Jones deserves to get paid for this fight. John Jones is going to be giving up a lot of weight for this fight. Yeah, he's the greatest fighter of all time. And he's given up a ton of weight.
No leverage. He has no leverage, though. At the same time, like, if he didn't get caught for what he got caught for in the past, and if he was a clean athlete and a clean champion, I completely understand what he's saying. But at the same time, he's not a clean athlete, and he's been caught multiple times. You know, he said stories about the past of him hiding up from USADA. Like, it's out there. John Jones is not a clean guy. And there's a lot of fighters who aren't clean guys, but John Jones is a champion. And if he wants to carry himself as a champion, he couldn't have been doing the things that he got caught doing. So there goes his leverage. You know, enough with I deserve this, I deserve that. The fans and the fight game deserve your best.
Yeah, but he's not going to fight.
Background.
Yeah, but whatever. Conor McGregor's running around punching old men in the face, right? Nobody cares about that. So let's not overreact as far as John Jones is concerned. He does deserve to be paid. The problem is, like I said earlier, he doesn't have a ton of leverage.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Because of his history, and more so, he screwed the UFC a few times. This is a mega fight, right? Like, the UFC's thinking, yeah, man, we're going to spend like $18 million advertising this, and you're going to get caught using steroids before the fight. Bring it.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appétit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down here. I'm getting all fired up for this John Jones and Francis Ngannou fight. Although, is it really going to happen? I don't know. You know, is it going to happen? It's going to cost the UFC money to do this, but they owe it to their fans. It can't just be Conor McGregor all the time, right? Like, you know, let's get some mega fights going here. And this is a mega fight, literally and figuratively. It'll be, you know, Jones versus Ngannou. It'll get like boxing type numbers. It'll be one of the biggest like pay-per-views of all time. Like, I'd pay for it. You know what I'm saying? I'd pay. You know, like, I would pay to watch that fight. And you know, a lot of millions of people will pay to watch this fight. People will bid to host the fight type thing. You know what I mean? Like, it'll probably be in, like, you know, that's the type of thing. Like, you know, I don't know. You put it in London in a football stadium, or Cowboys in Dallas. You know, Jerry Jones will want it. You know what I'm saying? It's that big. This isn't all. Oh, we're putting it at Mandalay Bay type, or T-Mobile Center or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, no. Like, this is stadium big. You know, mega stuff. And like, basically, if you don't do it, I'm telling you right now, Ngannou already wants to go box, right? Conor McGregor set the stage. It's not even about titles and stuff. It's about money. So Ngannou just put himself in a position that they can sell this. They can say, look at this guy, right? Like, he can go to the boxing world and they can say, yeah, he doesn't have really an experience, but look, you know what I mean? He's got the hardest punch in the world. Tell me that you don't want, like, that Ngannou versus Tyson Fury wouldn't sell. As if it wouldn't. Tell me that Francis Ngannou versus Anthony Joshua wouldn't sell. As if it wouldn't. Even if it's kind of dumb, like, it doesn't matter anymore. This is the world we live in now, right? It doesn't matter if it makes sense or not. But, and if you're Ngannou, think about how much money you'd make. Like, he's already put it out there. He's already said, I want to fight Anthony Joshua, right? So, Dana, like, are you really going to, is this going to be the deal that your fighters get big enough that they go box after? Is that the thing? So they got to go get paid in boxing? And you get a cut of it because you own them? I mean, you know, no. Maybe you don't pay these guys. So as we said it with John Jones, the problem with John Jones is he's got the history, but the thing I'm telling you right now, and I know the UFC for a fact, why they don't like Jones, they don't trust Jones. The thing with this is, if let's say you agree to give John Jones all this money and he fights Ngannou, you don't know what is going to happen in between now and the time he fights. Is he going to get, you know, is he going to get arrested firing a gun outside of a strip club at 2 a.m? Is he going to, you know, flake out? And, like, you don't know. Like, he's cost them money before. They spend a lot of money advertising on fights, guys. Like, it's not just, like, you know what I mean? You know, like, the production of this stuff. They produce, like, countdown shows. There's posters for the sports bars. It costs money, man. You know, it costs money to make money, right? So they have to promote this stuff. And then Dana White is thinking, oh, my God. So what? For the next 4 months as I promote this fight, every night I have to go to bed worrying that my phone is going to ring. And, oh, you're not going to believe what John just did, right? He's already been burnt by this a couple of times. So I don't think it's – I think that he would pay him. I don't think it's a case, well, I don't really want to pay him. I think they're worried. That, you know what, we're going to pay this guy. It's a heavyweight fight. God knows what he's going to do before the fight. Is he just going to show up and not want to cause any problems? Like, is there going to be a delay? Is he going to, like, you know what I mean? I think that's somewhat of a concern. Now, for the record, we did a poll question last night. Who do you like? Who would you like between Ngannou and John Jones? And basically, we had we had over like 280 responses or something like that. I don't have it in front of me here. Oh, here it is right now. 234 responses, and 64% say they would take Ngannou over John Jones. For the record, there's a number out there right now. Francis Ngannou, Matthias, is minus 137. Would you take Ngannou or John Jones? Ngannou minus 137 or John Jones plus 110?
Oh, I'm taking Francis Ngannou without question. I won't think twice about that, man. Francis Ngannou is a real heavyweight champion that, you know, I would not bet against him right now. He's in the prime of his life. John Jones is, yeah, he's in the prime of his life, but he's a light heavyweight champion. He needs to prove to me that he's a heavyweight, you know, a real heavyweight contender first.
You know what the problem with John Jones is, too, with me? He hasn't been active. You're not active. Like, you know what I mean? You're not an active fighter. You've never been an active fighter. Like, and it's true. Listen, you can criticize Dana, people, Dana this and Dana that, but Dana's right when it comes to John Jones, right? He said, you know, and Dana, and I don't think Dana, I don't think it was an exaggeration, actually, but Dana said, in Dana's estimation, he said Jones is left in between 25 to 40 million on the table over the years. That's what Dana said. Dana said this guy could have made like an extra $25, $35 million, but he just is never ready. He basically, and Dana talked about that. He goes, you know what? We got to worry about, you know, he screwed us. We got to worry about him. Remember Dana said before, he'll never headline another pay-per-view again. I don't know if you remember that. He said, we're never trusting this guy to headline a pay-per-view again. So, like, on the way out, you know, at the end, I think Dana's concerned. He's like, so what? We're going to book the stadium in Dallas, and we're going to sell 80,000 tickets, and is he going to show up? You know what I mean? Is he going to, like, say, oh, no, I got hurt? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's... That's the problem with John Jones. And I hate to say it, because John Jones is the best fighter. He's a great fighter. But he hasn't been active enough over the years. We've also seen, let's be real, John Jones has come close to losing a couple of times lately against guys that, quite frankly, aren't very good. I mean, people, you know, I don't, nothing, there's no disrespect to these guys, but, you know, everyone sort of looks good against Jones, and then people think they're great, but no. It's like John Jones is bored. He's not as aggressive as he is anymore. John Jones doesn't want to lose, so John Jones is more patient now. You don't have that vicious John Jones. You don't have that crazy John Jones, you know, violence that you used to anymore. All right, so... John Jones is younger than Ngannou too, but Ngannou is in his prime right now, 34 years old, sort of, you know, the physical tools, you know, with the fight IQ that he displayed against Stipe. But when getting into the money and the dollar figures, I think I said last night, and that was just off the top of my head after a couple of drinks watching the UFC, but I said I thought that $25 million is a fair number for both of them. For both of them. So basically, like, if I'm the UFC, that's what I would say. And you know what? We'll throw in an extra, you know, we'll throw in an extra $2 million to the winner or something. You know, so even less. So you make it like, you know, we'll give you, you know, $10 million each. $10 million each and 2.5 to the winner. One of you walks away with $12.5 million and you both get a point or two from the sale. And it'll be a big number. You're going to get another like $600K or $700K from that probably. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get another big check for that. So, you know, like the numbers would be massive, but the UFC doesn't pay that. They don't do it. They don't do it. They don't do it. They don't do it. Even with Conor McGregor, they don't really do it. Like with Conor, what does Conor get? 10? You know what I mean? The thing, even with Conor, like Conor didn't get what he wanted, but he kind of did. If you'll notice, like during the UFC, Conor has commercial airtime for his whiskey, right? Like in the UFC ring, in the cage and stuff, they have the proper 12 sign, right? So like Conor was smart. He said, all right, listen, if you guys are going to rip me off, you really should be paying me $25 million. But if you're going to give me $10 million, then... every time you go to a commercial break, I get a proper 12 ad. I get proper 12 on the cage in a signage in the octagon. And the UFC will do that because it doesn't cost them anything, right? They'll be like, yeah, right. Yeah, it doesn't really cost us anything, so sure. Right? So I think that $25 million is fair. Listen, this has come up before, guys, right? They talked about this before. And remember, they was asked, what about Ngannou and John Jones in the future? And Dana White said, Jones is asking for stupid, crazy money, man, that we're not doing. And Dana insinuated that Jones asked for $15 to $20 million to fight Ngannou. And remember, John Jones went on Twitter and said he's full of it. He said, I never asked for $15 million. But what I heard was that it was 12. That basically sort of like 12 is kind of the ballpark starting figure that Jones came in with. Right? I think Dana offered him $5 million. And Jones said, no, I'm not fighting Ngannou for $5 million. And I think 12 is fair, personally. You know what I mean? In that ballpark. Like, if you're the UFC, just put $20, $25 million on the table here and just do it. You're going to make like another $40, $50 million you're on your own, guys. Right? Just do it. But it's like they don't want to enrich John Jones. Like, that's what I'm telling you. It almost comes down to it. It's like, yeah, we could make money, but we could also make money without doing this. Right? We could also make money without giving John Jones $15 million. And Ngannou doesn't have any leverage, really. He's just a new champion. Is he a needle mover? I don't know. You know what I mean? He should be, but I don't know. You know, French dude, you know, Nigerian guy from France, speaks French, you know what I mean? Or Cameroonian, excuse me. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, both these fighters have leverage and they don't, in a sense. And they both want to make the money. But Ngannou can actually go box. And I don't know what his contract states. And I don't know if he can box and he has to give a cut to Dana on how it works like Conor did. But, you know, I want to see this. But as Mathia stated, it'll probably end up being Derek Lewis. It'll probably end up. It's too good to be true, this fight. But if you're the UFC, guys, what do you have? What do you have? I don't give a crap about Dustin Poirier fighting Conor McGregor again. I don't care. Michael Chandler versus Oliveira is a great fight. That's not going to make people talk about, like, in Subway strangers. Hey, when they see the belt, you're watching that fight? Oh, my God. Imagine a poster, Ngannou, Jones, and, like, you know, billboards in Times Square and stuff. Like, it's larger than life, that fight. It'll be talked about in Europe. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be talked about in Africa. It'll be talked about, like, in Russia. It'll be talked about everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? Like, every major city will say, you know, we want this fight. Right? In the UFC circles. You know what I mean? The Dubai and Texas and Vegas. And you know what? Put this thing. You know where? Actually, you know what, guys? You know where it'll be. It'll be Las Vegas at the football stadium. It'll be at the football stadium. How cool would that be? And what's cool about that is we could all go, right? It kind of sucks if it's like, it's in you know, Dubai or nah, or it's like, yeah, it's in Vegas, but tickets are $8,000 to get in. At the football stadium, we could all go and all get in. Bring it.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's knowing how to play the game, and then there's knowing how the game is played.
We're the second part.
Some call it strategy, but we just call it the edge.
Come and get it.
Your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Minute warning, man. Really sped by here this evening. We got March Madness. We're getting all fired up talking about the UFC. And, you know, as much as we want to see this fight happen with John Jones and Ngannou, I don't think it will. I don't think it will because the UFC, even though the UFC can make money, guys, off of it, it breaks their business model. And if they do it, you know what I mean? If they start paying people $10 and $15 and $20 million a fight, then the next superstar guy is going to want that, right? The next guy is going to say, "Well, yeah, you paid those guys this much, and look how many pay per views I sold." And like, the UFC model isn't, you know what I mean? It's UFC 260. It wasn't Ngannou versus Miocic. It was UFC 260. Somebody brought that up to me years ago that worked for the UFC, and they said that. They said, Dana doesn't sell fighters. He sells the company. And they said that to me. They said, look at the poster, right? They said, look at all the UFC posters. What does the UFC poster say? It doesn't say the fighters' names versus like a boxing poster, right? Yeah, Jones versus Tyson, right? Like, no, it says UFC 260, and then there's a little picture of the fighters, right? They're selling the UFC. They're not selling the fighters, right? And they can make money without paying you. That's the whole thing, right? Like, they can be like, yeah, we could make $28 million, but then we're going to enrich everybody, and then we're going to break our business model, and then everyone's going to start bitching, and we're going to open up a Pandora's box, so we're not going to do it, right? And if Ngannou wants to box, then let him box, and whatever. He'll lose boxing, and we'll make a cut off of that, and then he won't have any leverage, and well, we won't have to pay him as much when he comes back here, right? So they always win in the end. The UFC always wins, guys. All right, so yeah, fun show tonight. Thanks to Shane McNichol for joining us on the program. Larry Brown Sports, also Ian Cameron. As far as the basketball is concerned, we're going to break it down at 6 o'clock Eastern on Game Time Decisions. Yet, I already put my play in. I took the Beavers plus the points. The number's coming down. And I played the first half under in Arkansas and Baylor. I'll have more tomorrow. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.